Well, how are you comfortable with some of the racist comments that he's made? How are you comfortable with how he speaks about your fellow countrymen? And so,
literally quoting Hitler.
Absolutely.
You know,
everything about him is so un-American in the ideology that we have, that the hope of what we think this country could be. But it's also so very American,
yeah,
in the way that this country was founded. So I'm disgusted by it. I'm unnerved by him continuing to be the front runner. And until media, which I do think has a very important role to play in democracy, until they start assuming that role in a more responsible, inclusive, aware way, I think they're helping to pave the way to America's final season.
Textbook enabling. And one of the things, too, we throw in the Nikki Haley clip. We make it seem, or they have made it seem over time, like Donald Trump was the anomaly. You referenced this Frankenstein analogy that Harry Reid actually said. He said, that Donald Trump was the Republican Party's Frankenstein. You built this monster. Yep. Your dog whistles are now foghorns. Like, let's be very clear about what it is. This same thing that he's doing, doubling down on the Civil War, paved the way by state policy where they're challenging CRT. Now it's DEI program. So we went from critical race theory to diversity, equity, and inclusion. And Donald Trump is like, oh, there's an obsession with Civil War. It turns out the Confederate soldiers were born again and showed up at the Capitol on January 6th. No surprises here at all. So I'm curious to know about your new vitriol, because it's been vitriol.
I'm not new to the game, and I'm not new to the tactics of Donald Trump. I find it strange the timing of wading into this. And I don't think that Donald Trump and Nikki Haley's comments are the same. Nikki Haley also, first of all, she's a contradiction in walking, because she's also the same woman who took down the Confederate flag and removed the Confederate statues off the state's grounds in South Carolina. That's what made many of us think that she was a reasonable person. If slavery had nothing to do with the Civil War, the Confederacy, then why was it so politically risky for her to then remove those monuments?
Well, you know what's changed.
I know exactly what's changed. But to make the difference between what Trump is saying, I have not heard a Republican in mainstream, certainly not someone who has pursued the presidency, say we should have renegotiated that and a lot of lives could have been saved.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drugdisposal.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identitytheft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Hi, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is Kevin Amos, and this is the Jazz Corner.
felt. Well, honey, I feel could have guessed you the best of health, but you feel like someone else. Got dealt with a hand of stealth. Some poor, some got the wealth. Spaghetti or a cab, same crab with a different shell, cause you're working with a hand you dealt. Back on a shine on, baby, you divine. So keep on fighting, find the horizon. Better rewind, no man is an island. Sounding the sirens, we and I, let good things ripen. Done with the silence, clear your mind. Let's shake with the vibrance. Lights up, time is switching on.
Feeling this baseline. Nothing makes me feel better. Feeling this baseline from sunrise.
We'll be right back.
Killer Joe, live version of that for you, plus some other surprises that you've heard in this first hour of the Jazz Corner. Oh yes, music from Charlie Erlin, also Incognito from Nubian Twist featuring Nile Rodgers, Return to Forever with Earth Juice, and some other new releases for you. Good morning. Thank you.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us do not understand what we are facing or how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health.
If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Get out my head, try to declutter my space, feng shui get out my own way. Still hear this noise all around, still building up, it's so loud. Turn it way down and give me a groove like it used to be. Put me in the mood like I used to be. Stop what you're doing. Thank you.
pressure to keep up. It's clear that we just don't know, and it's alright. Don't wanna think anymore. Throw the numbers at the door. Just know there's four on the floor for the whole night.
Should be